Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Professional Builders Podcast. I'm Lee Jones, the host and editor of Professional Builder Magazine. In every episode, Terry Smith, Freya Coleman and I hope to feature the issues that matter to you, the nation's tradespeople. Whilst we also want you to tell your own stories and share your industry insights and experiences. This episode is all about knees, something which we should all take good care of. We catch up with Tough Build to talk about the manufacturer's commitment to knee protection, its range of knee pads, and its Kneel Smart, Kneel Safe campaign. We also hear from GP and professional builder health columnist Alice Fitzgibbon, who explains the implications of knee damage. There's also a top tip for the trades and some fascinating facts about knees. But first, let's head to Freya Coleman with the latest news from Professional Builder.
Thanks, Lee. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this month's roundup of Professional Builder News. New data reveals half of construction workers feel lonely at work. Data reveals that 47% of construction workers in the UK feel lonely in the workplace. The findings, which are part of a Nescafe campaign, also reveal that 79% of construction workers agree that having opportunities to talk to colleagues around coffee breaks would make them feel less lonely. The campaign has also partnered with the Federation of Small Businesses, the Federation of Master Builders, and the Construction Industry Council to help small businesses improve workplace well-being through encouraging interactions between workers. Band of Builders announces projects for 2023. Band of Builders, the national charity for tradespeople, has announced the charity projects that it plans to deliver this year. The organisation is gearing up for at least 5 substantial jobs, 3 of which require planning permission. The beneficiaries include a trainee bricklayer who suffered a catastrophic brain aneurysm, the 8-year-old son of a general builder who became quadriplegic after contracting meningitis, and a builder's merchant employee who was left paralysed from the waist down after a spinal abscess. Dulux Academy champions skills for life. The Dulux Academy is promoting apprenticeships as a means for individuals to build upon their skills and knowledge for the future. This in turn will help businesses grow a workforce of experts. In keeping with the Academy's wider goals, the Apprentice Season Ticket enables apprentices to attend courses at any UK Dulux Academy venue to support and supplement their site and college-based learning. Before we dive into the next story, I want to tell you a little more about Professional Builder Magazine. It was established more than 45 years ago and we print over 100,000 copies. You can pick yours up from all good trade counters. If you're not local, that's okay. We also send it out digitally. To receive your regular copy via email, register at probuildermag.co.uk/subscribe. And why not think about contributing to the magazine? Do you have a story to tell or a tip you want to share with your fellow professional builders? If you do, contact Lee. His email is ljones@hamerville.co.uk. Hamer is just like hammer, but with one M. So that's ljones@hamerville.co.uk. You'll find it in the podcast notes. Lighthouse launches e-learning program. The Lighthouse Construction Industry Charity has launched its new e-learning program. The charity's Wellbeing Academy already offers online tutor-led masterclasses, seminars, and on-site training. And this latest edition is aimed at equipping workers with the soft skills they need to navigate today's challenges and uncertain times. The free self e-learning modules form the foundations of the Wellbeing Academy, and courses include Bang on Budget, Banter versus Bullying, Managing Stress, Resolving Conflict, Understanding Anxiety, and Work-Life Balance. Each of the e-learning modules are delivered at 2 levels and in the self-paced format. And finally, a date for your diary. If you can get to either Harrogate or London's Alexandra Palace in March and April this year, then the Tool Fair, Professional Builder Live and Elex are all showcasing the latest products and industry insight for trade professional customers. Whether you want to seek out some advice on the latest tools, discover some great discounts on products, or want to chat with peers about the direction the sector is heading, then these regional shows are really worth the time to visit. The next set of shows take place on the following dates: London's Alexandra Palace on the 30th and 31st of March 2023, Yorkshire Events Centre Harrogate on the 27th and 28th of April 2023. To find out more, visit www.toolfair.info. And that's the news from Professional Builder. For more news, visit probuildermag.co.uk/news. Now, back to you, Lee.
Thank you, Freya. Now, Terry Smith gives us his fascinating facts about needs.
As someone who likes a fact almost as much as a pun, I've come up with 10 things which are clearly on a needs-to-know basis. Number one, it's one of the most stressed joints in the whole body, and the knees of the average tradesperson will experience more strain during a lifetime of work than that of an Olympic athlete. Number two, for every pound you weigh, your knees receive four times the amount of stress. Being overweight will quite literally bring you to your knees. Everyone has unique kneecaps, just like fingerprints, although a bit more tricky to measure, obviously. Knees need to adapt to repetitive movement, so always warm up before any physical activity. Even a brisk walk is good. Number five, knees rely on 10 muscles to function properly. Number six, having diabetes makes you twice as likely to develop knee problems. Number seven, lack of exercise can cause the soft tissue surrounding the knees to become tight and weak, causing infection and irreversible damage to the cartilage lining. Number eight, wearing the wrong shoes or worn out ones can cause increased pressure on the knees. Knees are the most complicated joint in the human body, comprising the femur, patella and tibia, all held together by tendons and ligaments. Like the old song goes, your knee bone is connected to you, thigh bone is connected to you, etc, etc. Number 10, babies are born without kneecaps, which continue to develop into bone as they grow.
Before we hear from leading knee pad manufacturer Toughbuilt, let's take a listen to this month's tip for the trade. Travelling across the country, again visiting building sites and attending our own tool fair shows after the pandemic, one of the things that has really struck us is how so many tradespeople of a certain age are struggling with their mobility. On further investigation, almost without exception, they have pointed to their knees as the main culprit. They're absolutely knackered, is the polite way of describing what decades of kneeling on cold, damp and uneven surfaces have done to their knee joints. Unfortunately, it might already be too late for these guys, but make sure you pass on the knowledge to younger people that if they want to avoid serious problems in later life, they must invest in knee pads, which are designed exclusively for tradespeople. Inserts worn inside work trousers are better than nothing, of course, but what you really need is flexible, robust pads that completely encase the knee on the outside. The very best are not cheap, but could prove to be the best investment you will ever make. Don't let the industry quite literally bring you to your knees in later life. If you have a tip you would like to share with the rest of the industry, then get your phone, open up voice memo and say your tip. Afterwards, send it to pb@hamerville.co.uk. It'll be great to hear your experiences. The Toughbuilt Kneel Smart, Kneel Safe campaign is highlighting how vital adequate knee protection is for builders. We catch up with the company's Matt Hanley to find out about the inspiration for the initiative.
So Toughbuilt's ultimate aim is to reduce the number of people who inadvertently end up with work-related knee injuries. The Kneel Smart, Kneel Safe campaign aims to see knee pads treated with the same sense of necessity on the job site as other forms of PPE, like eye protection, hard hats or safety boots. Ultimately, the consequences of not wearing knee pads can be just as devastating. And as a company that manufactures knee pads, we're exposed to some of the alarming statistics relating to work-related knee injuries on a regular basis. As such, our efforts to raise awareness of the need for adequate knee protection isn't motivated by commercial gain, but a duty of care, really. We see it as our moral responsibility to share our knowledge for the greater good of the industries we serve.
You've talked about the statistics there, but can you give us some indication of the scale of the problem in the building industry in particular?
The problem with work-related knee injuries particularly is acute in the building industry. A report from the Health and Safety Executive revealed that there are almost 500,000 work-related musculoskeletal disorders recorded in 2019 and 2020, and close to a fifth of these affected the lower limbs, including the knees. The same report also identified those in the construction industry as being particularly at risk. It's not hard to understand why when you consider the number of different trade activities that entail working on your knees, from laying floors to installing services, to roofing to tiling. All of these tasks and many more can entail kneeling on a hard, unforgiving surface, causing more harm than you may think.
Yeah. So what sort of injuries are we talking about then? What's the typical injury for a builder?
So broadly speaking, they can be sustained into two categories, really. The first of which is impact injuries, such as those caused by kneeling on a sharp item or striking the knee against a hard object. And then the longer term is wear and tear injuries. This is really where it's most serious, because this is caused by extended periods of kneeling without the proper protection. This subjects the knee and surrounding tissue to excessive and unhealthy levels of pressure, with the damage building up over time. One such wear and tear injury is knee bursitis. This entails a small fluid-filled sac called the bursa, which reduces friction and cushions pressure points between your bones and the tendons, and they become inflamed. And in chronic cases, the bursa may need to be removed by a surgical procedure known as bursectomy. Another knee condition, which can be work-induced, is osteoarthritis, widely known as wear and tear arthritis. Osteoarthritis involves the cartilage, which provides cushioning for the knee joint, wearing away. Worryingly, 71 different studies involving nearly 1 million workers have shown that the building trades and construction workers have roughly three times the risk of developing knee osteoarthritis compared to those in more or less punishing professions.
I know as part of the campaign, you've been highlighting some individual cases, haven't you? Can you tell us about what sort of impact that those kind of injuries have on people's lives?
Yeah, sure. The individuals, which have included a multitude of tradespeople, from plumbers, electricians, carpenters and builders, they've all expressed their support for the campaign. And many of them have said they wish someone had staged a similar educational campaign sooner. And the majority of these trades professionals have firsthand experience of the painful and long-term health conditions that occur from not wearing knee pads. In many cases, there's nothing doctors can do for them, and so prevention is most definitely better than a cure. Some of the trade professionals we've spoken to have had to give up their careers. Others now find it difficult to walk, especially upstairs. In almost all cases, those affected by work-related knee conditions are having to learn to live with constant pain and discomfort.
So why is it that so many people are not wearing knee pads then, do you think?
So part of the campaign has revealed one of the biggest reasons why knee pads aren't worn as widely as they should be isn't just a lack of awareness, it's also down to a perceived lack of comfort. Often the discomfort from wearing ill-fitting or poorly designed knee pads can be worse than from just kneeling on a hard surface. So it's not surprising that some people opt for what feels like a lesser of two evils. Many of the other individuals we've spoken to have highlighted how previous knee pads they've worn tend to slip down the leg with movement. The only way for them to counteract this is to tighten the straps. And when you do that, that cuts off the circulation behind the knee, causing more comfort. Tough Built's hoping to address a lot of these preconceptions with the campaign. We're highlighting the fact that our knee pads, like other forms of PPE, have evolved to be a lot more comfortable and user-friendly now.
So what do tradespeople need to be looking out for when they're selecting knee pads then in particular?
So there's a number of variables. Ultimately, they need to be looking for an adequate level of protection. A lot of the knee pads on the marketplace now are gel-based, but it's no good just having an inner gel layer. You need to have outer protection to go with it as well. So a hard shell that will sit on top of gel to prevent any sharp objects protruding or penetrating through, but also the actual level of strapping. One of our best-selling knee pads, the G3, is a double strap knee pad, and it's almost like it's super glued in place. Yeah, the show that we did last week, our team were wearing the G3 every day for 5 days, and these knee pads just don't move. They stay firmly in place. And I won't go as far as saying they didn't know they weren't wearing them, but you would think after like 9-10 hours of wearing them day after day, they would be showing some discomfort, but there's none whatsoever. They're a very comfortable knee pad.
Yeah, you've also got a snap shell system as well, haven't you? An interchangeable system for different surfaces. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The Toughbuilt Gelfit snap shell knee pad system uses patented technology to offer unparalleled flexibility. It allows the user to build a bespoke knee pad for nearly every job by popping a protective and functional snap shell onto the gel base layer knee pad. There's three types of snap shell available. You've got the non-marring snap shell for kneeling on easily marked surfaces. So if you were doing, you know, nice flooring, you know, marble, you would wear the non-marring. The stabilizer snap shell, which delivers rock steady support on any surface. And then last but not least, the rocker snap shell, which has a rounded design for easier side-to-side movement. This particular snapshell knee pad was recognised with a British Safety and Industry Federation Product Innovation Award in 2022.
Mm. So what are the advantages of the gel? How does the gel benefit builders who are wearing the knee pads?
So the gel will effectively mould around the person's knee. So there's a lot more adaptability than, say, with foam. I'm not saying it will cast the knee, you know, perfectly, but proportionately that gel will basically move around that knee, so there's optimum protection and performance.
Can you give us some insight into what else is available across the Toughbuilt knee pad range then?
Sure, yeah. Toughbuilt offers one of the most comprehensive range of knee pad solutions in the marketplace with around 15 individual types. We have the most heavy duty double strap G3 knee pad, which I mentioned earlier, which offers maximum protection and comfort. We then have the snapshell range of knee pads that we just spoke about, all the way down to specific knee pads like our waterproof knee pad offer. The best place really to see this comprehensive range is our website, toughbuilt.com.
Is there any industry standards that builders need to look out for, CE markings, that sort of thing?
You wouldn't go too far wrong if you're buying knee pads with UKCA and CE. A lot of the manufacturers, including ourselves, actually stipulate the level of protection on our knee pads. It ranges from 0 up to 2. It's the penetration resistance. And a knee pad with a 0 rating will not prevent any impact injuries, like those caused accidentally kneeling on a nail, stone, or a jagged, sharp object. So all of our knee pads do come with a standard level 1, and the snapshell range, the G3, are level 2. So, from a penetration resistance, the level 2 knee pads would be, I would recommend, the best ones that tradespeople should look for.
You've mentioned an award there that one of your products has garnered. I understand the campaign itself has been commended as well, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Last year and almost recently we've been acknowledged. So yeah, it was commended. Neil Smart NeilSafe was commended last year at the Safety and Health Excellence Awards in conjunction with the British Safety and Industry Federation, BSIF. More recently, it was shortlisted at the London Construction Awards, and it's currently a finalist for tomorrow's Health and Safety Awards and the National Federation of Builders Construction Awards of Excellence. That's a bit of a mouthful. Both of which are held in April. So we had a fantastic start with the campaign in 2022, and we're continuing to push into 2023. So it doesn't seem like we're going to stop winning awards anytime soon.
So finally then, what are you looking to achieve then with the Neil Smart, Neil Safe campaign? What's the ultimate goal for Toughbuilt?
So the ultimate goal for Toughbuilt is to make it mandatory on the job site. We're already making steps as far as getting this into Parliament. It's going to be a long journey. But yeah, the initial signs are very, very encouraging. And ultimately, we want to make it legislated. I was reading a statistic that I think in 1882, people started wearing hard hats, but it was only as recent as 1990 that it became mandatory that you had to wear a hard hat on a job site. So I'm not saying it's going to take that long, but we're making inroads. And the more we can do speaking to the likes of yourself to raise awareness of the campaign, but also working in conjunction with our partners, we're very, very confident that we're going to see a change for the better sooner rather than later.
Thanks, Matt. That's a very, very worthy campaign, and we wish you every success with it.
Thank you, Lee.
For more on Toughbuilt's knee pad range, visit toughbuilt.com/kneepads. Next, more chat with Dr. Alice Fitzgibbon, professional builder's regular health columnist. We're here with Alice Fitzgibbon. Alice is a GP and the expert behind professional builder's health column, which you can read in every issue of the magazine. So Alice, are you or your colleagues seeing tradespeople presenting to you with knee trouble? How old are these patients typically? Do they tend to be older people?
It can depend on the cause of the pain. Injuries can happen at any age, but the longer term conditions such as arthritis tends to be in those who are over the age of about 45.
Can you give us some insight into how the knee joint works and the pressures that are put upon it by kneeling?
Absolutely. The knee is the joint that connects the bones of the upper and lower leg. It's needed for pretty much any form of movement. It's the largest joint in the body and is under a lot of pressure from carrying our body weight. The knee joint is made of three bones: the femur, which is the thigh bone, the tibia, the lower leg bone, and the patella, which is the kneecap. Two pieces of cartilage sit inside the knee, and it's supported by ligaments both inside and outside the joint. Muscles and tendons around the joint support the knee to move. In order to kneel, the knee has to bend. Bending increases the force between the thigh bone and the kneecap. Bending alone can cause pain in knee joints affected by arthritis. With kneeling, the main point of contact is the kneecap joint, also called the patellofemoral joint. This joint is made up of the kneecap tendons, the fat pad beneath the kneecap, and the quadriceps tendon. When you kneel down, all of these are stretched and pressure is applied from the surface you kneel upon. This puts stress on the joint and can lead to problems if it's repetitive or happening over a long period of time.
So what's knee bursitis then?
Yeah, so the bursa are thin fluid-filled sacs that sit between bones and tendons in the body. Their job is to act as a cushion and reduce the friction that happens between the surface of bones and soft tissues when bending happens, especially at the knee. There are several bursa around the knee. Bursitis happens when these sacs become irritated. This causes them to swell with fluid and become inflamed. This is nearly always caused by repetitive movements or kneeling, especially on hard surfaces. So professionals such as tilers, joiners, carpet layers and gardeners are really at risk from it.
Can you tell us about the symptoms of the condition?
The symptoms of knee bursitis are generally knee swelling or swelling just in front of the knee, redness, tenderness and stiffness or difficulty in bending the knee. It's often very sore and uncomfortable for people, but they're not generally unwell with their swollen knee.
Is there any way to cure it after the damage has been done?
Yes, there is. Inflammation of the bursa in most cases will be self-limiting and improve with time. The key thing to do is to rest the knee joint and stop doing the triggering movement, for example, kneeling or squatting. Using cold compresses and taking anti-inflammatories may also help if they're suitable for the individual. In a few cases, bursitis can become a chronic issue. If this is the case, aspirating, which is removing the fluid from the bursa with a needle, might be tried. Steroid injections might be given, or the bursa may need to be surgically removed, although I would say that's in very rare cases.
What should builders be doing to protect themselves then?
So there's really no reason to suffer with bursitis if you're using appropriate knee protection, because that can really stop this condition ever occurring. Knee pads can take the pressure off the bursa and the knee joint, so the initial damage and that irritation never occurs. The use of knee protection not only helps to protect the knee joint, it's also a preventative measure from needing time off work should you have a nasty episode of bursitis.
So we've talked about knee bursitis, but moving on to impact and piercing injuries, what kind of damage can be done to knees through those?
So if we start with impact injuries, they can be very variable. The knee joint's a complicated structure. It can withhold a certain amount of force, because it has to, as we go about our daily lives. However, impact injuries may place unusual forces on areas of the knee that don't normally withstand higher pressures. This might lead to injuries relating to the bones, the cartilage, the ligaments, or the tendons of the knee joint. Depending on what the mechanism of injury is, the treatment or the damage might be quite different. Any injury that results in immediate swelling, pain, or inability to weight bear should be assessed urgently. Piercing injuries to the knee may be dangerous mainly due to the risk of infection that can be put into the joint space. Having an infected joint can cause you to become seriously unwell and require hospital admission for antibiotics and possibly surgery to have the joint washed out to ensure the infection is cleared away. Having had an injury to the joint may cause damage that makes you more likely to go on to develop arthritis in the future.
So what's osteoarthritis then?
Yeah, so osteoarthritis is the most common form of arthritis in the UK. We covered it last year in the health section. It's a condition that can affect any joint in the body and results in symptoms such as stiffness, pain and swelling.
Is there any cure for it? How does it develop?
As we go through life, our joints go through wear and tear. Often the damage is minor and our bodies are able to repair it. This is normal. In osteoarthritis, the damage within the joint cannot be repaired. Within a joint, the end of each bone is covered by protective cartilage, which acts as a shock absorber and allows the bone to slide over each other. In osteoarthritis, this cartilage layer is broken down, which causes pain, swelling and problems with movement. Bony growths can also form. There's no cure for it, unfortunately. But in mild to moderate cases, activity modification, physiotherapy and painkillers may help it be managed. People who do have severe symptoms and damage to the joint may be suitable for knee replacement surgery, although this is not without complications and its own risks. Prevention is better than any treatment for the condition overall.
Again, what can builders be doing to prevent the development of osteoarthritis?
Yeah, so there's several different things that you can do to stop yourself getting arthritis. Obviously, some people will naturally be predisposed to it by their general activities. And unfortunately, it is something that is commonly associated with construction and trades workers due to the pure physical nature of the job. Spending a lot of time doing activities such as kneeling, heavy lifting, it places constant stress and pressure on the knee joints. So keeping active otherwise with strength building exercises for the muscles around the joints, maintaining a healthy weight and using knee protection to reduce occupational stress on the knee joint will all help reduce the chances of developing severe osteoarthritis.
Finally then, what advice can builders access on bursitis and osteoarthritis?
So starting online is usually a really good option. There's lots of advice about bursitis and osteoarthritis. A good starting point for information and self-help advice is always the NHS website at www.nhs.uk, where you can search for many different conditions. Another reliable website is www.versusarthritis.org. It's got lots of accurate information on many musculoskeletal conditions, information about treatment options, and exercises to try for self-help.
That's brilliant, Alice. Thanks. Lots of really good information and support for the trades.
You're welcome.
So there you have it. Remember to protect your knees wherever and whenever you can. The level of innovation from manufacturers like Toughbuilt exists to help you. And don't forget to share what you've heard on this podcast with others. I hope you've enjoyed this episode all about knees. And remember that you can contribute with your own stories. In our April episode, we'll be discussing safety footwear. In the meantime, visit Professional Builders Tool Fair and Professional Builder Live shows on the 30th and the 31st of March at London's Alexandra Palace, where you can get hands-on with the latest tools and enjoy great show deals on top brands. We thank you for taking the time to listen.